بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ٹوڈے اٹ از 31 May 2014. دا ٹاپک از دعوی ان قرآن. اینی ون ہو وانٹ ٹو نو واٹ از دعوت اور دعوت اللہ, he must read the Quran. Quran is the book of Dawah. What is Dawah? What are the principles of Dawah? Everything is mentioned in the Quran. According to my study, all the verses of the Quran are related to Dawa, either directly or indirectly. At present, I want to refer one chapter of the Quran, that is Al-Muddassir. Al-Muddassir is one of those chapters of the Quran that were revealed to the Prophet of Islam in its early period of prophethood. It is said that the first chapter was اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Then perhaps the second chapter was المدثر. If you read this chapter, you will find that there is very clear definition of Dawah. For example, see the first 7 verses of Al-Muddassir. Ya ayyuhal muddassir, kum fanzir, wa rabbaka fakabbir, wa siyabaka fatahir, wa rujza fahjur, wa la tamnun tastakfir, وَلَ رَبَّكَ فَصْبِرُ. These are seven verses of Al-Muddassir. If you go through these verses, you will find that the first 3 verses deal with Dawa, and the rest of the 4 verses deal with patience, sabr. It is very strange. It means that less than 50% Dawah is Tabligh, and more than 50% Dawah is Sabr. Sabr is very, very important part of Dawah. Why? Because Dawah is very difficult job, and you cannot do Dawah work without inculcating the spirit of patience in your mind. Why? For example, if you want to build a bridge, then you are doing on matter, and matter follows your order. Matter never react. Matter never create problem for you. But when you try to do Dawah work among human being, then there are problems. Man has freedom of choice. So he is free to react, free to oppose, free to do anything. So due to Madhu's freedom, there are so many problems. Now, if Dai wants to do the work successfully, then he must know the mind of Madhu. He must manage the problem. He must save himself from reaction. Otherwise, he cannot do the work. So, as far as the Dai is concerned, his problem is to know the points of Dava, the message of Dava, the purpose of Dava. But as far as the Madhu is concerned, you cannot predict about his behavior. Madhu is completely a non-predictable person. So every time you have to think about this problem, you have to plan, you have to replan, you have to reassess. Then it is possible to do the work successfully. Then Dava is a divine work. It is divine concern to convey his message to all mankind. So, it is very important to know that God Almighty is not indifferent. It is very, very important to understand that when Dava is a divine work and when Dava is a concern of God Almighty Himself, then it is certain that God Almighty will help you. It is not possible for God to become indifferent. This gives Dai conviction. Also, this gives a Dai a conviction that God Almighty will help you, not in physical term. Also, his help comes in physical term. But more than that is that God Almighty will inspire you. God Almighty will help you to plan your work in a right manner. So it is very important that Dai must know this fact, that God is not indifferent. He will certainly help you. And in our present time, it is evident that God Almighty has provided Himself for the hour. I can say that God Almighty has managed the whole human history only to facilitate the work of Dava. For example, in previous centuries, there was religious persecution, but now it is no more. Now there is religious freedom. God Almighty has brought about a new age, that is age of freedom. God Almighty has brought about so many favorable things for Dava. For example, religious freedom, democracy, global communication, openness, tourism, printing press, so many things. All these things are new, and all these things are created directly by God only to facilitate the work. Unfortunately, Muslims fail to understand this point. They complain about secularism, democracy, and Western civilization. Even they take it as the enemy of Islam, but it's completely wrong. I can say the whole Western civilization is a supportive civilization. The whole civilization is great, gives you great support to do the work. All these things that are part of Western civilization are very helpful for the work. For example, openness, freedom, democracy, communication, peace, everything is very useful for the hour. And all these things are created by God. It's not accident of history. A modern civilization is not an accident of history. It was produced by God Almighty directly. So, God Almighty has managed the whole history only to facilitate the Dawah work. Now, Dahi must know one very important point, that all these things that are brought about in our present time, although are very important, but at the same time, there is human freedom. God Almighty has managed the history while maintaining the human freedom. This is very important. God Almighty has managed the history while maintaining the human freedom. So, there are some problems created by human. People are free to misuse their freedom, and this misuse of freedom sometimes creates problem. So, you have to differentiate between the two. You have to discover what is divine scheme and what is misuse of freedom by some people. So, if you are an awakened mind, you have developed that mind who is able to differentiate between the two, then easily you will discover that the only formula for Dai is to avoid those problems that are created by human freedom, and at the same time avail those opportunities that are created by God Almighty. So in every situation there are some problems, and those problems are due to man's misuse of freedom. So while God Almighty is not going to abolish the human freedom, it is impossible up to the doomsday. Up to the doomsday, man will enjoy freedom. So God Almighty will never abolish this freedom. So you have to differentiate between the two, between those problems that are creation of man's freedom and those that are created by God Almighty. So Dai must adopt this formula. If he sees that there are some negative activities against Islam, for example, someone abuses Islam, someone published a book that is against the Islam, or someone has created some problem against Muslim people. So all these things are to be avoided. All these things are result of human freedom. And as God Almighty is not going to abolish human freedom, so human freedom will prevail. You have to avoid all those negative items that are produced by misuse of human freedom. This is wisdom of Dawa. If Dai fails to understand this wisdom, if Dai fails to understand this wisdom, he cannot do Dawa work properly. Very important aspect of Dawa is that Dai must refrain himself from negative thinking. He must refrain himself from some anger, from reaction, from complaint, from protest, from violence. It is taboo in Dawa culture. All these things are taboo in Dawa culture. So Dai must keep himself away from all these things. But how one can do this difficult job? It is difficult only when you don't know the creation plan of God. All these problems may seem problem when Dai is unaware of the creation plan of God. But when Dai knows that this is part of creation plan, those problems are not part of man, but part of creation plan of God. So if Dai discovers this fact, he can do the work with a normal mind. This discovery normalizes your mind. This discovery pacifies your mind. So, Dai must discover this fact, must discover the creation plan of God. So, all those things which are said to be enmity, these things are not enmity. Enmity or conspiracy, all these things are not enmity or conspiracy. The fact is that all these things are part of creation plan of God. So if Dai discovers this fact, then he can pacify himself. Otherwise, he will live in in anger, in complaint, in tension, and he will not be able to do the work properly. All these things pertain to sabr or patience. What is sabr? Sabr is not a negative quality. It's completely a positive quality. Sabr means that all those things that seems to be against your dawa, all those things that make you negative or angry. So you have to put all these things in the domain of God Almighty. Don't try to correct people. Don't try to eliminate so-called enmity. Don't try to eliminate so-called conspiracy. No. But simply put it in domain of God Almighty. And then you will be able to do the work with a normal mind, with positive mind. So, if you want to know what are principles of dawa, read the Quran. And at the same time, you have to develop the quality of sabr or patience. Make yourself a patient personality, a patient mind. Otherwise, you cannot do the work properly. So, according to my study, these are two important aspects of dawa. First is to discover the principles of dawa from the Quran, and second is to inculcate the spirit of patience in your personality. When you keep patience, then you will be nase. Nase is very important quality of a dai. Nase means adopting madhu friendly behavior. Nase means to adopt madhu friendly behavior. See, it is very important. If you are not nase, you cannot do the work properly. And nase means to adopt friendship culture, to adopt madhu friendly behavior. And in modern time, the whole opportunities, all the scopes are open for the work. The only condition that is required, that you refrain yourself from all kind of violence. Present world or modern civilization has given you total freedom without any condition. The only condition that is required is that you keep, that you follow peaceful method. If you do the work by following the peaceful method, there is no problem at all. No problem at all. So the only wisdom for successful dawa work is that you have to keep yourself from all kind of negative thought. It is negative thought that lead to hate, protest, and eventually it lead to violence. So it is this negative thinking that is problem, because if you are negative, you will take your madhu as enemy. If you become negative, then you will develop complaint and protest. And this complaint against who? Against madhu. When you fell in negative thinking, you will take your madhu as your rival, as your enemy, as your conspirator. And this kind of behavior will jeopardize the whole dhava work. So sabr means patience. Sabr means patience. And I would say that sabr means positive thinking. When you are a positive mind, then you are sabir. You are able to think positively, then you are sabir. And without sabr, there is no dawa work. Sabr is not a negative quality. It is positive quality. In other words, sabr means positive thinking. When you take things positively, then it is sabr. So these are the dawa principles. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
मौलाना इकबाल साहब ने कमेंट भेजा है. उन्होंने लिखा है कि मधु के बारे में दाई को प्रिडिक्ट नहीं करना चाहिए, अगर दाई ऐसा करेगा तो मायूस हो जाएगा, और दावत के बाद मधु के बारे में पॉजिटिव रहना होगा, ना कि मधु के बारे में नेगेटिव प्रिडिक्शन करना होगा. और राजिया ने एक क्वेश्चन भेजा है मौलाना. राजिया ने लिखा है कि हाउ डज एक्सरसाइजिंग सबर मेक अ दाई अ ट्रू वेल विशर ऑफ द मधु. व्हाट डू यू कमेंट ऑन दिस?
इन लाइफ एवरी टाइम देयर आर प्रॉब्लम्स फ्रॉम एवरीवन. दिस इज अ कॉमन social experience. And who are Badu? Every human being is Badu. So when man enjoys freedom, then he also can misuse his freedom. It is this misuse of freedom that creates all those problems that is called conspiracy, enmity, so on. So it is but natural that when you start the work, you will face different kind of negative experience. So the only solution is to keep patience. Otherwise, you cannot do the work properly.
Mulana, today you said that the important thing for a madhu is that he should keep patience. Patience is the most important thing for dawa work. And then you also mentioned that the dai need to free his or her mind from negativity, that is, which leads to eventually hatred and violence. But Mulana, a lot of times people say that keeping patience is fine, but there has to be a limit to patience. Mulana, is that true? Is there any limit to patience.
No limit at all. No limit at all. If you want to do the work, then you have to keep patience without any limitations. If there are problems, you have to pray God. You have to ask God. There is a hadith that addu ilayhim haqqahum wa salullah haqqakum. Addu ilayhim haqqahum wa salullah haqqakum. It means that give others what is due from others, and what you want, ask it from God. Any جو لوگوں کو دینا ہے وہ لوگوں کو دو, اور جو تم کو چاہیے اس کو اللہ سے مانگو. If you apply this حدیث on the work, you can say کہ دائی must do his dawah without any condition, keeping patience without any limitations. And if there is problem, he must ask for God to solve it.
Mulana, ek bari aapne class mein ek hadith ka hawala diya tha, inna lillahi ma sabirin. So, Mulana, what is the real significance of this hadith? Iske bare mein bataye.
Inna lillahi ma sabirin, ye Quran ki ayat hai. Allah صبر کر والوں کے ساتھ ہے. It means that if you follow the principle of dawah, if you follow the principle of life given in the Quran, then you will certainly receive the help of God without failing.
مولانا مسلم آپا نے ایک کامنٹ بھیجا ہے, انہوں نے لکھا ہے کہ مولانا جو دعویٰ سارے نبیوں نے اتنی مشکل حالات میں کیا, آج کے ٹائم میں اللہ تعالی نے دائیوں کے لیے بہت ہی آسان کر دیا ہے.
صحیح ہے. قرآن میں دیکھیے صحابہ کی زبان سے یہ دعا یہ ہے کہ ربنا ولا تحمل علينا اسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا, یعنی پاسٹ میں لوگوں کو جو ڈفیکلٹیز آئیں وہ فیوچر میں نہ آئیں. تو میں سوچتا ہوں کہ یہ دعا قبول ہو گئی اور آج ہم اسی ایج میں ہیں جبکہ وہ ڈفیکلٹیز اب ریموو کر دی گئی ہیں. اسی کو میں نے کہا کہ گاڈ آلمائٹی ہیز مینجڈ دا ہسٹری ان اے وے دیٹ مے فیسلٹیٹ دا اوور.
مولانا اقبال صاحب نے ایک کامنٹ بھیجا ہے, انہوں نے لکھا ہے کہ جب مولانا ہم سب لوگوں کو کریشن پلان آف گاڈ بتاتے ہیں تو اس میں ایک فری ویل کا کانسیپٹ ہے جو آپ بتاتے ہیں مولانا, تو وہ یہ کہہ رہے ہیں کہ وہ فری ویل کے کانسیپٹ سے ساری پرابلم اور اس کے سلوشن مل جاتے ہیں, تو کیا ان کا یہ سوچنا صحیح ہے مولانا, وہ آپ سے جاننا چاہتے ہیں.
ہاں ٹھیک ہے, صحیح سوچ, ٹھیک ہے, ہی از رائٹ.
مولانا ایک رازیہ نے ایک کامنٹ بھیجا ہے, انہوں نے لکھا ہے کہ ٹوڈیز ٹاک واز ویری اسٹرائکنگ دیٹ داوا از ناٹ بینگ ڈن وتھ پرڈکٹیبل کریچرز اینڈ دیٹ از وائی دا نیڈ فار صبر اینڈ دیٹ گاڈ از ناٹ انڈیفرنٹ اینڈ ہی ہیلپس بائی انسپائرنگ اے سنسیئر دائی وتھ رائٹ تھاٹس. کلیم صاحب نے لکھا ہے کہ very thought-provoking and inspiration-instilling principles indeed. The very important point is God Himself is facilitating the Dawa process. Due to this religious freedom and modern facilities brought about, the only thing we need to face is the outcome of human freedom with sabr, and this sabr helps in personality development. Mulana ek sawal bheja hai Malik Anas sahab ne Jadda se. Unhone likha hai ki Mulana aapne Awamun Nas ke liye Islamic course ki tartib mein sabse pehle Quran, phir Mishkatul Masabeh aur Ibn Kashir اور حیات الصحابہ کا ذکر کیا ہے. میں آپ سے صرف یہ جاننا چاہتا ہوں کہ مشکات المصابہ کو دیگر احادیث کی بکس پر ترجیح کا ریزن آپ کے نزدیک کیا ہے؟
دیکھیں کوئی اس کا خاص ریزن نہیں ہے. اصل ہے کہ مشکات المصابہ جو ایزیلی اویلیبل ہے. اب تو خیر یہ میں جب لکھا تھا تب انٹرنیٹ کا زمانہ نہیں تھا, کتابیں صرف پرنٹڈ فارم میں اویلیبل ہوتی تھی, تو اس وقت مشکات المصابہ کہیں بھی مل جاتی تھی آپ کو, اس لیے میں لکھا تھا. اب تو انٹرنیٹ کے زمانے میں ایسا ہوگا کہ سب کچھ ایک آپ کے فنگر ٹپ کے نیچے ہے, تو اب آپ کوئی بھی کتاب جو آپ کو پسند ہو آپ استعمال کر سکتے ہیں. اب اس میں وہ بات جو میں نے لکھی تھی اس وقت بانے کی بات ہے, الیکٹرانک دور سے پہلے کی بات ہے. اب وہ آپ اس کو اپنے حساب سے لیجیے. اب ساری کسی نے لکھا ہے کہ ساری حدیثیں فنگر ٹپ کے نیچے ہیں, جو محدثین کے لیے بھی نہیں پاسبل ہوا تھا. تو ہم اب نئے دور میں ہیں, تو اسی کلاس سے آپ کیجیے جو آپ کو پسند ہو.
وی ول اینڈ دی سیشن ناؤ.